This podcast episode is powered by AfriPods, the world's number one podcasting platform for African stories.
Welcome to Rooted and Robust Podcast.
People, this is Rooted and Robust Podcast. My name is Ozioma Anioji, and I am again back here with another episode just for you. Today, we want to look at something amazing. Of course, you know this show is about you. It is a career and personal development channel, right? So everything we talk about here is either relating to you personally or to your career. And today we want to look at the psychology of selling, And I have on the show a guest, a life coach, Amazon best-selling author, a podcaster, an international public speaker, digital media strategist, an award-winning social entrepreneur. He is an author, and amazingly, he is the author of WhatsApp Sales Blueprint. Now, if you're an affiliate marketer in Nigeria, you probably have made money, right, selling this particular book of his. So I have on the show Shola Matthew with me today. And today we are going to look at the psychology of selling together. So welcome on the show, Shola. Thank you so much for joining me today.
Thank you very much, Ozzy. It's nice to be here with you.
It's nice to have you. It's amazing to have you. Now, some of the list of questions I have for you today is, what inspired your choice of digital media? Because you didn't study that in school. I mean, what you studied in school is very different from what you're currently doing. So what inspired your choice of career right now?
Yeah, thank you very much, Ozioma. So this same question you asked me was what one of my colleagues here in the UK asked me yesterday while we were coming from work. He was like, oh, what did you study? I told him, and he's like, but it's quite different from what you're doing. I said, yes. So what inspired that was, before I gained admission to the university, I was, I was learning computer engineering. Basically, that's what it was called, but it's basically this with repairing laptops, desktops, and all of that. So we'll call it computer technician. And after I started learning, and I'm a kind of person who loves to share my knowledge with the world. And that is one of the reasons I decided to be on this podcast, because I see that it seems to me that we have the same passion of, sharing knowledge with the world. And with your podcast, you've been able to do that. So I was looking at a way to share that knowledge with the world globally, and I knew that website would be a very good way. So I started researching on how to build a free website, because at the time I could not even afford, money to build any website. So I went to the Cyber Cafe. Then, Cyber Cafe were very rampant in Nigeria. So after going to the Cyber Cafe, I found out that you could actually build a free website with a blog called Blogger. So that was when I created my first blog, and I was sharing the knowledge of computer engineering with the world. So when I gained admission, because I couldn't even afford my school fee, these are some of the things that I used to manage to pass through university. And after I graduated, it was just normal that I just go on with digital marketing, especially after coming in contact with an organization that partners with Google called Mind the Gap. So afterwards, I just ventured into digital marketing. I just felt like this is actually something that I love to do. Yeah. I love selling. I love helping people. I love marketing. And I've been doing that for a very long time, but I didn't just know that marketing was my thing. But after university, I just found that this is more like a calling for me. And so that was how I got into online marketing.
So it's safe to say you've been doing this, just that we just put a name to it recently.
Yeah.
Wow. Awesome. It's just amazing that this is something you love doing. So talking about selling is like you just doing what you love to do. So we are on the right track on this, right?
I believe so.
Awesome. Now, everyone online or everyone that has a product has the intention to sell. But then the problem is not everyone actually sells or as much as they want to sell. So what actually is the reason why some people don't sell as much as others? Is it a mindset problem, or is it that they don't know how to communicate properly what they are selling? Or what really is the issue here?
Yeah, actually, Ozioma, it's like you've already even mentioned the challenges. I don't want to call them problems because I see problems as challenges that can be overcome. So I believe the first thing that people don't sell online is it's actually a mindset. You see, many people believe that selling is very hard. It's something that is hard to do. Like, while on networks, we like to try to face people and say, oh, I want to sell, you know. So that mindset is there. They believe selling is just hard. And some people actually believe that selling is just, is it not just going to tell people that, oh, this is my product, please come and buy. They don't, because of that mindset, they don't, you know, want to learn about selling. They don't want to read books about selling. They don't want to be schooled about selling. So, you know, that kind of mindset actually affects a lot of people. And some people also don't have a good mindset about their product. So they believe that, oh, my product is not probably good enough. Why should I sell it? So many, many problems or challenges that people face today is primarily their mindset. So number two, it's people don't have good products that they can even sell. If you're not proud of your product, how do you want to even sell it?
Yeah.
Right? So you have to be very, very proud of your product. If you're not proud of it, for example, now, somebody who wants to sell Apple product or who wants to sell a HP product, you know, probably the person with an Apple will be prouder, you know, if there's any word like that, to sell the Apple, because he or she will believe that, oh, this is actually a great product that I am holding. Having a great product is number two. And number three, just like you said, is communication, because selling in itself is the art of communication. If you don't know how to communicate well with your product, I mean, or about your product, it will be difficult for you to sell it. And communication starts with listening. I mean, good communication starts with good listening. There are a lot of people that, you know, they want to sell something and they just keep talking to the customer, They don't allow the customer to actually give them feedback or try to tell them, why am I even trying to buy this stuff, right? So so that they will really, really understand the customer. So because of that, they are not able to sell. So I believe that, you know, these three things, there might be other various reasons why people are not selling. Or maybe they don't even know their customers. They don't know where their customers are. Or some people don't even know their product, right? They don't know their product. They don't know what channels to get to meet them. Or they don't even know how to sell at all. So these are just a few things that I believe why people aren't selling very well.
Now, it feels like there are so many challenges, like you call them, as to why people don't sell as much. But then I'm thinking, how then do you begin to tackle this? Because it feels like a whole lot. There is the communication issue somewhere. There is a mindset problem. There is not having a great product. Even when you have a great product, some people still don't sell as much, right? So where do we begin the correction from? Where do we begin correcting this? Like, someone is getting into this space of marketing, of selling. What would be your advice? What would be the first thing the person should start doing?
Thank you. So the number one thing that I will recommend is that the person starts mindset orientation, right? So and there are certain books that I often recommend to people, especially two books, you know, to start with, that I usually recommend to people about mindset. Number one is As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. It's a very short book, which I believe you can get it even for free online because it's in the public domain.
Okay.
As a Man Thinketh by James Allen. The second book is Think and Grow Rich. Right? That is written by Napoleon Hill. So these two books can help you to build or change your mindset to believe that things are actually very, very possible.
Mm-hmm.
So, because if you don't have the right mindset, it will be difficult for you to sell, right? So, and another way to kind of overcome that mindset or to reprogram your mindset is to work with people who are already achieving the things that you want to achieve. For example, if you know someone who knows how to sell very well, why not learn from that person? Let that person be your mentor. Even if it takes you to pay to get to that person's circle, it's important that you do that so that you will be able to learn how to really, really sell. So number two is to actually educate yourself. Invest in books. For example, even what we are discussing today, the book that I have on it by Brian Tracy is called The Psychology of Sales. And it's a book that I recommend people also go, you know, to read maybe after listening to this podcast, right? So there's also another book by Dale Carnegie. It's How to Win Friends and Influence People. If you're really serious about selling, that book is a must read for you. How to Win Friends and Influence People. A whole lot of books that we can't just begin to mention on this podcast because this is not about book review. So educate yourself or invest in yourself, invest in reading. And number three is take massive action. You see, there are a lot of people because they've invested in themselves, they've overcome their mindset, but the challenge or the problem that they have now is taking action on what they have learned. And this is where a lot of people fail, you know, because they expect probably that because I've learned this thing, then I should probably start selling. No. Sometimes until you take action before you can get a result. In fact, it's not like sometimes. If you don't take action,
definitely,
there's no way you can get a result. And you can take it by taking what we call baby steps or little actions. By taking little actions, you get to where you want to get to. So action is very, very important. The reason a lot of people get results and the reason a lot of people don't get results is action. And the reason some people might not take action is maybe they've tried it once, it doesn't work. It might not work immediately, but over time, by the time you keep at it, you set the goal, you just keep at it and just keep going, you see that the result would definitely come. So what you do is that you just learn. If you fail, you just learn from that failure. There's no one who becomes successful today at whatever they do without first failing. The person who invented the light bulb failed several thousands before actually making it. Elon Musk, he failed several times before succeeding at PayPal, before succeeding with Tesla, and before succeeding with SpaceX. So fail woefully. Fail every time, because the beginning of success is actually failure. If you don't fail, there's no how you're going to succeed, because failure proves that you're actually taking action, that you're doing something right. So that is why I would say that take massive action. If you learn something today, why not go and practicalize it? Now, there are some people that if you go and check their Google Drive, they have thousands of books that they say, oh, I love this book, I'm going to read it. I love this book, I'm going to read
never.
It. But they've never opened that book after adding it to their Google to their Google Drive. Okay. So action starts by saying, oh, I know that these books are a lot, but can I start reading 15 minutes every day, or even if it's just 5 minutes every day? You see that by the time you read 5 minutes today, 5 minutes tomorrow, it will change to maybe 7 minutes, 12 minutes, 1 hour. You just feel like, you know, you just keep growing like that. So these are the three major things that I would say you should start doing in order to become successful, especially at selling.
Wow. Now, mindset orientation, that's like amazing. Then, of course, educate yourself and take action. Awesome. Mm-hmm. Now, initially, you talked about communication and you said there is really no communication if there is no listening, right?
Yeah.
So yes. I want to get your personal opinion. Have you ever been in a situation where you've communicated the best way you can, but it just feels like nobody is getting it through, right? But then you've also tried to listen, but there is more or less a communication gap between you and the people you're trying to communicate to. If you've ever been in such a situation, how did you navigate that? Okay, because sometimes you have a product and you feel like these people need what I have, but then you're trying to communicate to them, but it feels like there is something that is missing that is not allowing the communication go through. If you've been in such a situation, how did you overcome that? Because I've heard some people say, this particular product I have, these people need it. But I've tried everything. Mm-hmm. I've tried to sell it to them. I've tweaked sales letters. I've done so many things, but they're not getting it. So how do you overcome challenges like that? Let me put it that way.
Okay, thank you very much. I talked about listening. Even in selling, in writing sales letters and all of that, listening is very important. And in social media marketing, for example, there's something we call listening tool, where you'll be able to know how, maybe if you're mentioned online, what people are saying about you, you know. And the same way with selling. So let me mention a very good example that I believe I just remembered. Okay. So there's one of my course, aside from WhatsApp sales blueprint. So the first course that I even created on selling on WhatsApp was profitable WhatsApp business, but I changed it to WhatsApp income generator.
Okay.
So now, when I first created that program, I created the landing page for it, you know, and I realized that I wasn't getting enough sales. So I told you about failure, because there's nobody that succeeds without failure. So
yeah.
I realized I wasn't getting enough sales that I was supposed to get, and I was spending money on ads. I wasn't getting good return on investment. So what did I do? The people who bought it, I got feedback from them. I say, hey, why did you buy this book? If you are not buying, why wouldn't you buy it? And also ask people who didn't buy, before you buy some, because I have people on my email list who have not bought that book also. So I just ask them, why haven't you bought this book? Some people will say, oh, it's money. Some people will say, oh, it's maybe how, you know, they started asking different questions. Some people say, oh, if I buy this book, wouldn't I need a product to sell? Wouldn't I need to run Facebook ads, you know, and all of that. So after knowing all of these things that people are asking, I then went ahead and added what we call bumper products or product stack. So I just basically bonus, you know,
okay.
Bonuses. I just added bonuses of what these people are looking for that is not in the book itself.
Oh, wow.
Then from all of the things that I've also gotten from their responses, I was able to also create a copy that addresses those objections.
Wow.
For example, someone will say, oh, I don't know how to market. Say, oh, you don't even need to know how to market. There's a bonus I'm going to give to you that will show you exactly how to market this product.
Hmm.
So all of those things, by the time I added them into, you know, the sales page, I began to see results, right? And then at the particular time, I said, oh, this is actually nice. I'm getting results. What can I do better? Yeah. Then, you know, that's why I now talked about aspect of learning. So I was learning from one of my mentors. He's called Rain Des. He's the founder of Digital Marketer. And we're talking about A-B testing and what have you. And I decided that, oh, you know, one of the things that I learned is that you should add testimonial to your landing pages to see if they work or not. And after adding testimony, I saw that, oh, this thing actually, you know, increase. Then I was creating another offer, and then I added a countdown timer, right? So if you go to a website, for example, there are some websites that you see and they'll say this offer expires in 6 minutes or in 1 hour. Then you see a timer counting down. That timer, in some cases, also work wonders. So these are some of the things that I try to do, and then it actually helped me. So, you know, and when I'm communicating, I realized before now, you know, people will always talk that, oh, use big English to convince people, to show them that, you know, you know something. In sales, it doesn't work that way. You have to communicate like you're talking to a primary six student. In fact, less than that. So that even a grandmother or a primary six student can actually understand what you do. It's not, sales is not really about English. It's about the language of the customer. And another thing is that you have to know who your audience is. For example, now, if you're speaking about something that has to do with law, use in English language, I was in secondary school, I believe, we're taught something about registry. So registry are group of words that, you know, people use in certain professions. If you're talking to lawyers, there are some words that you should use, like love contract, blah, 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 and so on. If you're talking to a doctor, you probably talk about dialysis, you know, stuff like that has to do with doctors. If you are talking to a customer, you don't need to tell the customer big words. Just tell the customer how your product is going to benefit the customer. So these are the things that I learned and then implemented it. And I see, I mean, I'm seeing results. Even this morning, not quite long, I actually saw, you know, somebody ordered, you know, one of my products online. So those are the things that I remember and I can speak on.
So it's safe to say that it's not a one-off thing. You just keep working on it, working on your communication skills and the way you communicate with customers. So it's not like, but I've told them now, they should understand. So you keep getting feedback. you keep working on the feedback. You keep tweaking it to suit them. Wow. Awesome. It's more like if you want to sell, you have to dedicate your time, energy, resources in making sure that your product gets to the needed people, the people that really need them. That's really amazing. Okay, so you talked about knowing your customers. That is one thing that a lot of people have said. You need to know your customer. You need to, you know, have a customer avatar and all of that. Now, I want to ask you specifically as someone that is in this space and someone that has sold products so many times, how do you create a customer avatar? What does that even mean for a layman, and how do you do that?
Okay, thank you. So, you know, before you sell anything, you should know your customer. So knowing your customer and then having a picture of who your customer is basically what we call a customer avatar. Some people call it customer persona, right? So for example, let's say that I want to sell a book, and then this book is on weight loss. So what I'm going to do is this, to create my customer avatar, I'm going to think of that customer as a person. Now, if you have someone who your book has helped before, maybe a female or a male, but usually it's usually females that usually like to do all this weight loss. I'm not saying males don't, but you know, depending on who you want to sell to. So let's say that I want to sell to women specifically. Now, under that category of women, it's not everybody that wants to do weight loss. There are also some women, for example, who maybe just give birth, then they want to reduce belly fat and all of that. But let's say weight loss in general. Now, I'll think of a woman that my product has helped before. There are two ways to actually get this customer avatar. Number one, you can do survey, which might be a bit costlier and time consuming. So survey is basically you ask different sets of questions, then you put it out there, and then people, you know, respond to these questions, and then you look at the questions, and then you analyze the answers, and then you bring out your customer avatar from those. But if you don't have the luxury of time or the money to invest in this survey, you can just assume, okay, this is what this customer will feel. So you give the customer a name. So for example, you could say her name is Victoria, right? So put the name there, Victoria. Then number two, you look at it, sex. What's the sex or the gender? So she's female. Then you look at the age category of that your customer. What could be her age category? Because now we're talking about weight loss. So you're probably looking at people 22 to, let's say, 49, right?
Yeah.
Then you look at location. Of course, the location must be where you'll be able to serve them. If you are selling a physical product, that means you'll be limited by location. If you are also selling a digital product, you also be limited by location depending on the content of your ebook or your digital product. For example, let's say that you are selling to Nigerians, then maybe in Nigeria you could target places like maybe Lagos, Port Harcourt, but you know, just know what location you want to sell to people so that by the time you're running your ads, these are the things that you're going to use.
Okay.
Then you can look at interest. What interest did fellow? Is it that she's interested in family? Is it she's interested in sport? Or she likes listening to podcasts? Or she likes reading? If she likes listening to podcasts, for example, what kind of podcasts does she listen to? So these are the questions you have to ask yourself. Then assume your customer's position and then begin to answer them. Mm. Then if she reads blogs, what kind of blogs does she read? Right? Then you look at her fears. What does she fear? Maybe she's afraid that maybe if she gains a lot of weight, she might die eventually, or she might get some diseases or so on and so forth. Then you look at what inspires her. Okay? So you all of these things are the things you're going to put in. You know, you just put it in that customer avatar. That's what we call customer avatar. So you can then tell a story, say, Victoria is a 49-year, you know, 20 or 35-year-old young lady living in Lagos, Nigeria, who goes to work every single day. She has two children. She wants to lose her weight so that she can be more attractive to her husband. Mm. Her fear is that she doesn't want her husband to leave her for other women. And, you know, when you have this story, that is what we call the customer avatar. So anything you want to do, any marketing campaign you want to run, Victoria should be what should come to your mind. Like, let me give a quick example of something I read in a book at a time. And we were talking about customer avatar now. So that person went to a company. This person wanted to sell a particular product to that company.
Yeah.
And when he got to the company board meeting, then he did all his presentation. And then after his presentation, the people, you know, in the board, they were like, oh, so sorry, this product will not fit. Let's call her Victoria. She said, this product will not fit Victoria. And he was like, who the heck is Victoria? If she's supposed to make this decision, why isn't she in this meeting? All of them laughed. They were saying, sorry, Victoria is not a real person. Victoria is our ideal customer.
Mm.
Wow. So anybody in the company, from marketing to customer service to everything, thinks of Victoria. Because if any decision they want to take, if it does not fit Victoria, then they will not take it. Because Victoria is their customer avatar, is their ideal customer. And that is basically what customer avatar is about.
Mm. So you have to... That's a whole lot of work, but I guess that's what gets the work done, you know?
Yeah.
Sitting down and creating that person, because it feels so real, you know? Thinking about even their work, their interest, giving someone an identity that doesn't exist. That is what it really feels like. And that is really amazing. We are wrapping up, but then I want to ask you another question. This is also personal. When you started selling initially, the very first time you started selling, what were the challenges you encountered? Because that is probably what the people that are going to listen to this podcast and want to start trying out some of the things we've shared. What are the possible challenges that they are going to encounter? Maybe the ones you encountered, and how did you overcome them?
All right, thank you very much. So I would say that, you know, when I started selling, one of the major challenges for me was that I didn't really know how to create products that customers will really, really, really love and want to buy. Mm-hmm. And the reason is this. I think it's just this old form of knowledge that I had, and I believe a lot of people also have that knowledge that you create a product and people will come and buy it.
Right.
No, it doesn't work that way. Now, instead of creating the product, you have to first create the customer, right? You have to first create the market before you even create the product. And how do I mean? For example, if I want to launch a new product today, one of the things that I would do is probably create a landing page and then run an ad and say, oh, there's this product I'm about to create. I'm creating, and this product is going to transform life. This is what this product is about. If you're interested and you feel like, you know, you want to buy this product, join the wait list. And I will let you know when this product is out. Right. So, you know, I already talk about what the product is. And then I run adverts targeting my ideal customer or the customer avatar that I think will buy this product. Now, if a lot of people, you know, join the wait list, it means that there is a market for this. And another thing you could do is, I mean, after people have joined the wait list, that's not even all, because I also need to be sure that people can buy this product. Then I'll put a price to the product and say, oh, this is the price of the product. But if you pre-order, you're going to get 50%. So let's say that, you know, maybe many people, 10, 15, depending on the what you're looking for, actually pre-order this product. You have not even started creating the product.
Yeah.
You just, so, you know, when people now pre-order the product, you say, wow, this is real. Then you now start creating the product. So those are the things that I didn't, you know, get to know when I started out and was like, mother, I've made a mistake. So when I just create product, might not even really, really sell well. When I start pushing it hard. But now, you know, when I have all of these people, those are people who have pre-ordered and all that, then I can then start selling to them. So, but later on, I was able to develop my knowledge more by enrolling in paid courses and free courses, by reading and investing in books, watching YouTube videos, listening to podcasts like this, you know. These are the things that actually helped me when I started out.
Wow, awesome. I am sure that anyone listening to us or anyone that will listen to us and is starting out in their selling career will find this personal experience of yours very, very useful. Now, if you're listening to us and you're trying to connect with Shola, he has a community on Facebook. It's called the African Leaders and Entrepreneurs, right? That's what the community is about.
Yes, African Leaders and Entrepreneurs Network. Yeah.
Network, okay, awesome. So you can join his community, and he also has a podcast. Now, I love his podcast because we are also a billionaire. The name of his podcast is the Billionaire Journey Podcast. That's amazing. So if you want to be a billionaire, maybe you should join. You should join us in this journey, really, because it's amazing the content that he shares on his podcast. So get in touch with Shola. He's okay. Maybe I should just allow you to say that. So if people want to get to you, what are your social media handles if they want to connect with you?
All right. Thank you very much, Ozioma. Actually, if you just go to thebillionairejourney.com, you'll be able to just subscribe, just put in your name and email. And, you know, you become a subscriber and we'll connect from there. I believe that that's just simple. But if you want to connect with me on social media, just search for Shola Matthew and on across platforms. But that thebillionairejourney.com is probably the best place for you to go. Yeah.
Awesome. All right. Thank you so much, Shola, for being on the show and for sharing with us. It's been amazing having you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right. Okay, guys, so this is why we call it a day today. We have been discussing the psychology of selling, and it's been an amazing, amazing time with Shola Matthew today. I am sure you will find this episode so important and exciting, especially if you are on this journey of selling. I mean, who shouldn't be? We all want to sell because we all want to make money, right? So it's been an amazing time hanging out with you guys today. Until I come your way again next week with another amazing episode. Have a beautiful day and God bless you guys. Bye-bye.
inaendeshwa na AfriPods.